When Kitty Breen was 19 years old, she was in a terrible car accident.
I was in a car that went off a cliff. Couldn't get up really very well for a number of years.
Despite multiple doctor's visits and numerous therapies, Kitty lived with chronic pain for years. Then she found something new.
I am now completely pain-free. I mean, I got pregnant, I carried a child to term, I play ice hockey again, I ski the moguls, I backpack.
So what did the trick? Kitty learned a method for coordinating her body's movements to relieve the pain. It's called the Alexander Technique. It's an alternative style of pain management named for its inventor, Frederick Alexander. The technique has evolved since Alexander first developed it in the 1890s. A Shakespearean orator, Alexander would often lose his voice on stage because he threw his head back in anticipation of the performance. In the past 100 years, the technique he developed to remedy this problem has moved beyond the performance arts. Recently, the British Medical Journal published a study showing, for the first time, the effectiveness of lessons in the Alexander technique for sufferers of lower back pain.
And the study done in Britain with 64 different centers really showed an outcome that was remarkable.
Dr. Don Levy, a student of the Alexander technique, is an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and director of Osher Clinic's Center for Complementary and Integrative Medical Therapies.
The study showed that 24 lessons plus an exercise program was enough to make a significant dent in people who had chronic recurrent back pain. I don't have anything in my toolbox as effective as that.
Other tools to remedy chronic back pain include acupuncture, massage, physical therapy, even yoga or tai chi. The Alexander technique is different because it's based on personalized lessons that teach skills for body awareness. I went to Kitty Breen, now a teacher of the Alexander technique, for a lesson.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Kitty's living room is set up with a table, a chair, a mirror, and a skeleton she calls George. She uses George to show how the body hunches and tenses throughout the day. With a skeleton, it's easy to see how tension in the shoulders, for example, compresses the spine and curls the back.
So Alexander's main discovery was that everything that happens in the body is influenced by what's happening in the head, neck, and back.
I lay down on the table for the lesson. Kitty gently placed her hands under my neck.
What I've learned is to be able to observe with my hands things that you're doing unconsciously in your body and to help you stop them. So what the Alexander technique is a method which gives a student a chance to stop those interferences and regain the natural way of walking or using their body in a way that's usually pain-free.
It's a sort of dance, with the teacher suggesting and the student responding. I finally got it when she lifted my right leg.
That's it. Lovely. That's it. Right there.
It's a hard sensation to describe. When she asked me to put it into words, I fumbled.
I think that, you know, you carry with you that sense of a line being drawn from your neck all the way down to your heel, a sort of continuity of you know, something. I'm not very good at this.
No. Well, this is exactly why we've had a hard time having everybody know about what this is, because it's very hard to describe. And so we always say to people, come have a lesson.
Levy likes the Alexander technique because it can be taught and practiced rather than prescribed.
It's not a treatment. It's not a way to get good posture. It's not a relaxation technique. It's really a whole new way of looking at how you use your body. A linebacker in football called it his secret weapon. So everything from linesmen and linebackers to violinists can profit.
And, of course, sufferers of back pain.